Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's us, the Filthy Boys. We have a live show coming up on July the 14th at 4 p.m. at the European Beer Cafe. It's going to be fucking fun.
It's in Melbourne.
Yep.
Yes. Because we are as well.
Yes. It's where we all live. That's the decision that we made to do it.
It's not a European beer cafe.
It wasn't an easy decision to make.
In Europe, it's, yes.
Yeah.
This is kind of cool. This is like we have a sponsor, but the sponsor's us.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much are we getting for this?
we're going to break even. So you can book tickets at filthycasuals.com.au. There's a link to the event page there. Yeah, book tickets now. We've sold a bunch, so get in and come along to a fun live show.
Yeah, we'll do a show. It'll be heaps of fun. We'll be sticking around afterwards, and yeah, we can't wait to get down and dirty with the filth IRL.
Yes. Hey, hang around for the full episode, why don't you?
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games, hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and with me as always...
Hello, filthy animals! It's Ben Vanel here, and rounding out the trio...
Give me 2 seconds. I'm just logging into Twitter.
Oh yeah, what's the password you're putting in?
Yeah.
B-U-T-T-S, letter R, M-Y-F-A-V-O-U-R-I-T-E... PARTOFTHEBODY bracket.
Gotta have a symbol in there, yeah.
ASLONG capital T. TH 3, not just one T there.
Yep.
PERSONWANTSMETOSEEIT. Close bracket, full stop. Next sentence.
You're aware you just spelt out the N-word, right?
Somebody sent me a direct message on Twitter.
Okay.
Because I said...
So they slid into your DMs,
I guess,
they?
A couple of weeks ago, I said, good morning video games in German.
Yes.
Gaming.
Yeah. Yeah. They've sent me good morning video games in Arabic, and I'm going to attempt to read it.
Okay, here we go.
Great.
Here we go. Deeply Saba problematic.
Oh, come on, cunt.
Yeah. We got to get this clean, okay?
Mate, if you're going to fucking talk over me, I'm going to leave, all right? Sorry, this is just part of my process.
Is this Arabic?
No. Sabah al-Khair ya alab al-video.
Nice. Right.
You don't know if it's nice.
It sounds nice. Yeah.
It sounded... I think I got it.
So that was good morning video games.
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Do it one more time.
Yeah, one more time.
Sabah al-Khair ya alab al-video.
Cool.
Yeah, so there you go. That was sent to me by... Oh, I don't know if they want me to read their thing on Twitter.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Someone on Twitter.
You don't want to dox them for doing something nice.
No. I never want to go to the docks.
What?
I would not be welcome there. Tough men.
Oh.
Would you like to request any other languages be sent in? This could be a good new segment. You're saying a different language every
Wookie.
Week.
Yeah, I don't know. Give me some fake ones. Elvish, Klingon.
Oh, that's good.
Give me all that shit. Let's make this podcast real nerdy.
Yeah. Give me some Hebrew or Yiddish for my roots.
I thought you were asking me. I was like, I can't.
You're fucking mashugana?
Oh, there you go. Yeah. My sugar. Nah.
Very good.
We need a translation of the language that all the characters in Rare games on the Nintendo 64 speak.
Oh, yeah. Sims-lish?
Me go gooba da blinko.
Yeah.
Slab mwami.
That was Jabba the Hutt.
Yum Jabba. That'll be the next. He's got a higher voice. Me gabba no. Oh, well, whatever.
There was young Jabba, I think, in the books, in those extended universe books.
Really?
Yeah.
He was just a slug back then.
Yeah. Little slug.
Young Jabba, spelt Y-U-N-G.
Yes. Yes.
That's a
getting on the lean.
Pretty good rap name.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. What was that guy? Was that guy called Jabba who was on like MTV? Yeah.
Channel V.
He was on Channel V.
Yeah.
And he was in Fat Pizza.
Yep.
And he still is in House Sauce.
Oh, really? House Sauce.
I know.
House Seconds of Summer.
Yeah, I think he's in House O's still.
Yeah, Jabba. He is. Yeah. He's like a movie reviewer, I think, for maybe. I don't know, Sunrise maybe? I think he pops up and does
movies. Oh, really?
Really?
He posts them on his Twitter. I had to unfollow him because it was just him posting links to movie reviews that I had no interest in reading. And also I started to think, I'm not quite sure why I made the decision to follow this person in the first place.
Sure. Jabba is like, what's the American equivalent? Like,
oh, God.
Carson Daly or something?
No, he's like the shit. What's the American Idol guy?
Ryan Seacrest.
He's like... Ryan Seacrest DSV. Ryan Seacrest's drug cousin.
Yeah. Isn't Ryan Seacrest a drug guy though?
I don't know.
Yeah, but he's not a cousin.
True.
But Jabba was huge here, like back in the day, like the early 2000s.
He had frosted tips at exactly the right time.
Yeah. Yeah, so like our local music television channel, I think, but like we didn't have MTV for ages.
Yeah,
He was like a guy on that who would pop up on everything, and then a band called Regurgitator did a thing called the Band in the Bubble, where they had a studio set up in the middle of the Melbourne CBD that was. It had one bit that was closed off, but you could. It was like glass, so they lived in there for a month and recorded an album in there, and people could come past and. Talked to them through the window and they recorded stuff from the street that they put into the album. And Jabba was in there with them because they had the whole thing streamed on Channel V. And I think Jabba had a full-on breakdown as a result of being in there.
Yeah, fuck.
That would be horrifying.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
That's basically how I live.
I can't imagine anything worse than, like, having that amount of exposure to people at all times.
Yes.
Was there no one in there? Like, they couldn't go in the shower?
They had one bit.
There was a bit.
There was a private bathroom. Right. But then everything else, there was no privacy.
Yeah.
I guess it's, for, like, how long were they in there for? A month.
By the way, so you're trying to make the point that you think it would be fine.
And you'd do it and you'd be good.
I cannot think of anyone who would be less suited to doing it than you.
But if I knew that I was getting out, if I had to live like that forever, but I feel like I could do anything for a month.
Listeners, right
in. If I had
in.
To.
Give him a challenge with a real reward.
Just, yeah, exactly. I'm not just going to do it because someone fucking asked me to.
Well, they've made their own record. They didn't get given a record.
No, I know, but they also had a big deal to go on TV with it and all this stuff. They got paid to do it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, if someone will fund Knox's
because if I just do
challenge.
It on my own, then I'm just being homeless is all that's happening. I'm just leaving and living on the street but with a tarp over me.
You said you'd do anything for a month.
Mm.
Well, I could...
Would you be homeless for a month?
Sure, I could do anything for a month for the correct compensation.
Oh, here we go.
So having a job.
Yeah, exactly. Not for a pointless challenge, just to see if I can.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're that rare breed of person that will do something for money. Interesting.
Occasionally. If the money is right.
Okay, so today on the show we are going to be doing some E3 predictions. It is next week. Excitement is at an absolute bloody fever pitch.
I guess it starts in like 2 days or something, the press conferences from our time, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Two or three days.
Yep. True.
And then the big prezos are a few days.
No, like in 3 days.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Because all the presentations happen and then the actual
show
starts where then happens. People can play that stuff on the show floor.
Right.
Yes, but definitely always pretty much my favorite time of the year. I love it. The moment, like talking to, friends in different games related group chats and speculating and just getting excited for what's going to be revealed, and we'll know in a week. But
game development studio in the bubble.
That's
coming out.
That's pretty sick.
That's not bad. Well, what about the podcast in the bubble? I mean,
hell yeah, dude.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Fine. But that also means, like, it is easy to do a podcast. There's no challenge to it.
Well,
versus having to record an album in 30 days.
You don't think this is hard, man? Nah. What we do?
Nah.
If
I
we want to do
half
it
half the time and no one points it out.
If we're okay to do it, and that means living with you for a month.
Yes.
Then
easiest part.
You should be fine with it. Like,
I'm fine with it. I'm just saying I don't think anyone would care.
That, I mean, imagine if they had done that and then just like, they're like, cool, we're going to be living in this bubble in the middle of the city. People can come by and see us and say hi. And then if like no one had,
yeah.
Like what a brutal way to find out that, about your lack of like reach and public interest in
your pulling power.
Jesus Christ.
All you get out of it is a Channel V host going insane.
Going insane, quitting Channel V.
Yeah. Turning to some kind of more hard drug than he was doing previously.
Totally.
Probably.
Leading him on a one-way crash course to being unfollowed by Tommy Dassilo on Twitter.
the ultimate punishment. So, we're talking E3. We're doing predictions. We're doing what other people have speculated about. We're doing all the companies. So
we're going to go through an article that we found on cosmopolitan.com.
Yep.
12 ways to blow his mind with your hand job techniques.
Yes. Yep.
And, we're going to base all of our E3 predictions off this.
Here we go. Number one, grip. Number two, tug.
Rub and tug.
The rest are all just music suggestions.
Things to put on while you're giving the hand
bit
job.
Bit of regurgitator, maybe.
The hand job in the bubble.
Polyester Girl.
Great song.
Yeah.
Any international listeners, go check out Regurgitator.
They're good.
Bangers.
Yeah. The song formerly known as is one of my favorite songs.
Me too.
It's very good.
I don't remember it.
What?
Wop, 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 wop. Wop, 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 wop. Did you never see a TV show like recap the year that was
for that New Year's? Song. Yes.
I don't go to parties, baby.
Yeah. Right, I was never that into Regurgitator, so I only know
really?
Polyester Girl by name. And
mate,
yeah, I'm sure I know some others.
If you haven't heard of Regurgitator, you're so familiar with it. You've been living in a bubble.
Okay.
You've been living in a little bubble there. Not right. Regurgitator bubble. And I'm going to do the rest of the podcast like this, and then we can point it out because podcast is easy.
They're playing in Melbourne the day that I leave to go to Japan, but they will be in Geelong the night before, and I'm thinking about going up there for it.
The Geelong show would be way better, too.
I'm a fucking idiot, and I think that would be a good idea.
Oh, just do it. Just go all in.
We'll go through this in the order of like when the press conferences are happening, talk about those specific things, and then more general.
Yeah,
so
sure.
In order, the press conferences go EA on, this is all local LA time.
Right.
June 9th at 11 a.m. Microsoft June 10th at 1 p.m. Bethesda June 10th at 6:30 p.m. Ubisoft June 11th at 1. Square Enix June 11th at 10 a.m. They seem to be the wrong way around. God damn it, website. Just put them in order, mate. Sony June 11th at 6 p.m. Nintendo June 12th at 9 a.m.
Right.
Sweet.
So EA, Microsoft, Bethesda, Ubisoft, Square Enix, Sony, Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. All the big ones.
I guess we'll just go through and have a little chat about what we think's likely, what we think are like Hail Mary things we might like to see, what might be the general vibe, any surprise appearances.
Okay. I reckon Krusty the Clown is going to be there.
Whoa.
I didn't specify which one, but he's going to be there.
Okay.
Which
I'm going to guess he won't.
Oh, okay.
I'll take you up on that bet.
Fine.
Which weird actor is going to be roped in to do some kind of
Because Aisha Tyler did the Ubisoft ones for the last 2-3 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Also, which rapper is going to be featured playing one of the games?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll all do that at the end, maybe.
Yeah. Fingers crossed for Young Jabba.
Yes.
Trying out that accessibility pad for the Xbox.
Oh, yes.
EA is first off of the block.
Yep.
I think they've already said that Anthem and one other game.
Fucking Anthem game.
Yeah, I know. So this says that it's a monster hunting game.
Okay.
Okay.
Which I didn't know. But
just trying to capitalize on the Monster Hunter popularity.
What makes you say that?
It's the same words. I noticed two of the same words.
I can't remember what the other big game that EA... Oh, Battlefield.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Battlefield V,
yeah.
And Anthem are going to be their two big ones there.
Yep.
Along with like all their... This year, FIFA's a little bit different.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
This time, it is called FIFA 19.
Yes. Yeah.
When was it that they launched the one that had the... Has that come... That's come out, hasn't it? The one that has like
one.
The story mode and
I
stuff.
I think it was 17?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So, yeah. And they've put that in Madden now.
Yeah, okay.
NBA has had it before.
I think fucking Spike Jonze directed one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And it was terrible.
Yeah.
And you like... Like had a one-on-one with the devil. at the end to like save your brother's soul. And I the devil plays basketball.
Thinking of the Tenacious D movie.
Mm. No, I'm always thinking of the Tenacious D movie. You know they're doing another movie?
I did see that. Yeah.
I haven't seen the first one.
Me neither.
Yeah.
But I'm always thinking of it.
Yeah.
It's
should I see it today or should I not?
Can I actually, speaking of which, I'm going to give a quick film recommendation.
Okay.
There's a concert DVD that Tenacious D made a few years ago of a tour that was very good. But on that, as a bonus, there's like an hour and a half documentary about them going on that tour. And the tour coincides with the movie coming out. And they, and the thinking is the movie will go great and this will be like us doing a victory lap.
Right.
The movie tanks.
Yeah.
And they are fighting heaps because Jack Black is like the biggest star in the world. Interviewers only want to talk to him about being famous. And Kyle gets massively fucked off by it.
Mm.
It's extremely warts and all. If you like that kind of thing, it's so good. It's just a genuinely great like rock tour doco.
Sweet.
It's really good.
That sounds good.
That sounds very cool.
That'll be at the EA press conference.
Now Krusty the Clown doesn't sound so fucking stupid, does it?
Guys, I consume a lot of media, okay? I got a lot of recommendations.
I am itching to just lay out about 7 TV and movie recommendations.
Yeah.
Oh, we should have another podcast.
It'd be easy to do. Podcasts are the easiest thing in the world. Just put yourself in a Perspex
bubble.
Box and you're fine. Yeah, I don't know what else EA would do. I'd imagine there'd be a Star Wars thing because they still have that license for a little bit.
Yeah.
So you'd think they'd want to use
it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. They seem to have tanked a few things pretty quick succession.
Yep.
So I think they might be keeping a little bit, or they need to come back with something big and strong and brand new that nobody knows about
kind of thing. Like, I think they're banking on Anthem, right? Like, they're banking on that being a success.
Dude, and have, like, banking on a Destiny also ran after Destiny has also taken that little drop off there.
Yeah.
I don't know, doesn't sound like a great idea to me, especially, like, considering the state that BioWare is in of, like, what does BioWare mean anymore?
Yes, and how average the game looks. Mm. Like, it just doesn't look interesting, so.
Yeah, I'm still willing to give it a chance. Because I feel like we haven't really seen it anyway. Because like we saw that stuff from it, but that seemed so canned.
Sure. You
know? Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of a weird position to be in after this. Like after last year, it was like check out this huge exciting thing, and I guess what is it this year? Just like here's how it actually plays.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Here's that same thing that you're all probably slightly less interested in than you were when we revealed it.
Right.
Yeah. It's been a year.
That's what a lot of it is going to be. A lot of E3.
Like, outside chance I would love to see is Titanfall 3.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Didn't ditch the developer, though, or something?
No, they're working on a Star Wars game now was the rumor.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I'm not sure what's going on with them.
I still got to play that second one that you guys creamed in your jeans over.
It's very good.
Man,
yeah,
I came in my pants about it.
I spoofed in my trousers. So
Jacked in my dax.
Mm.
Okay.
I semened in my chinos.
Splorted in my shorts.
Okay.
Splort in my shorts. It's come down there in my underwear.
Oh, well, that hell yeah.
That cannot be beat.
Now, send us that in Arabic, please.
So that's EA, I don't think, will be anything particularly impressive this year is my gut feeling.
Yes.
And
kind of telling
gut.
That they're the first one.
Yeah, well, I think like a lot of these times are pretty traditional or like pretty reflective of what other years have been as well.
Yeah,
often happens.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft are up next.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay.
So
the big kahuna.
Yeah.
What the fuck are they going to do?
Mm.
So you, Tommy, spoke to a friend who spoke to someone who works in Microsoft in real life.
Oh my God. I shouldn't be saying this at all.
Well, we're not going to be specific. And they were just like...
I met someone who works for them. Yeah. But I can tell this. I'm in a way where it's someone I'd met ages ago.
Because they talked around it to you, so
yeah. There's nothing really to actually say here.
Yeah.
I met someone who, works for them.
Yeah, Phil Spencer.
And was like with another friend. I didn't know that this person worked for them, and we were talking about games, and we're talking about E3, and I was just like, and Microsoft. I mean, fuck me, dead. What are these stupid clowns doing? And this person was like, yeah, I work for them. Like, and I just kind of had to double down. I was just like, had to back myself and go, well, yeah, you get it. what's going on in there? And he gave me a bit of a wry, or she gave me a bit of a wry, you know, there's some...
Something cooking.
He's like, I know some stuff.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So it's nothing, but the person who worked for Microsoft seemed positive about Microsoft.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Halo 6 mean anything to you?
Maybe.
No, not anymore. So, yeah. And Halo 6 is like an outside chance as well, apparently.
Right.
So maybe that, maybe, I'm going to say a lot of relatively high numbers here. Gears of War 5, Forza Horizon 4.
Yep.
Maybe a Fable 4 reboot was a... thing that
yes.
people
were, yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, not a reboot, but a Fable 4. Yep.
I really hope that leak is true and it's Forza 5. I love it. I just love it. It's so good.
Forza V.
It's so great.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have to have some surprise because like if their idea is like, hey, don't worry, we're going to put one more number on each of these games that didn't sell Xboxes. The last time.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know what the fuck they're going to do.
It's just got to be all that though, right? Like they might, like that's, I think that's what it is. It's them, them going into it going like, okay, people who own these consoles are freaking and we need to show people that there's fucking games coming out on this thing. And I reckon they've probably, I reckon there's like, okay, my prediction would be because that's what we're doing, but making some predictions.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
So anyway, the Tenacious D doco, guys, you got to check it out. Yeah.
I predict you all should watch it.
They predicted that movie would be a success.
Oh yeah, it's really the Microsoft of movies.
I think they are going to announce that they've kind of co-opted a well-liked studio.
Right. Okay.
In the way that like you know they're banking on. Rare delivering with Sea of Thieves, they've acquired someone else and they're like hoping that they make this big announce of like, here's an exclusive from a company that people love.
Yeah.
And yeah. And then also here's a bunch of, just going hard on like, chill out. Here's a year's worth of like good exclusive games that are coming out.
They need to have that one that Sony had a few years ago where it was just like game.
Yep.
Yeah.
They need to do that.
I think that they might... Do something with hardware, maybe? Like, isn't that... That's kind of what they are better at.
Could be.
Like, their whole company is a hardware company.
They've got that VR thing.
Yeah.
The AR thing.
So,
could just go, what's up, Xbox 3?
Well, yeah.
Some dumbass name for it.
Yeah, something stupid like that or some other thing of like, hey, this is an alternative that people will want because it doesn't exist already. You know, like they're not competing directly with PlayStation 4.
Well, the other thing is, you know, Microsoft, it's easy to forget that like Microsoft is such a huge company and the Xbox is like a very small part of that.
Yeah.
Like they actually don't care a great deal.
Mm.
Like
I think they care about it though.
They care, but it's not like, you know, it's not like Nintendo where it's just like,
this is it. Yeah.
If this goes under, like our company is fucked.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of a hobby. Like it's like Microsoft's like, oh, it's this fun little bit that we've got over there. Like if Xbox tanks and they stop making them, it doesn't really matter. Like
sure. I don't think they'll do, but like they've done that whole thing lately of like all our games are on Windows and the Xbox.
Yes.
Yeah.
What if they bring out like a Switch equivalent type thing with like you can play all the games in here because this is like a small Windows thing.
Yeah. Right.
You could take it anywhere. You can dock it to your PC for even more performance and all that
stuff. Yeah,
right.
But I mean, I mean,
the PS Vita was to the PlayStation.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I bring it up because it's like it's easy to look at them and go, what are they doing?
Yeah.
But it's just like they, you know, they can kind of do what they want. Like it really isn't the be all and end all. It's just like, oh, well, we're just having a crack.
Yeah.
Doesn't always work out. Yep. Oh, well.
I'd like them to have a big crack, though.
Yeah, totally.
And like, really, like maybe it is a hardware thing because that is, like, they're good at hardware.
Yeah.
But why would anyone go for more of their hardware if they don't seem to have games that are on it?
Yeah, yeah.
They'd be crazy or unfortunate in their situation if they didn't have a fuckload of games.
Yeah. And they only just – I really don't think it's hardware. Like, they only just, you know – brought out a new piece of hardware within the last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bethesda. They're next.
Mm-hmm.
So they will have like their general stuff of like they've got that Quake game that they're doing and that Elder Scrolls Online game.
Yep.
And maybe Wolfenstein 2 and Prey DLC
are
both things that are rumored.
Mm-hmm.
But so also, they have something that is basically, you know, Skyrim, Fallout type thing in space that there's been lots of rumors about that people think they're going to reveal there. And Rage 2.
Yeah.
They've already shown.
Yep.
By the way, technically everything's in space.
Get fucked.
Get out of MySpace. MySpace, great website. There was speculation, like super Hail Mary speculation, that the next Elder Scrolls game might get a tease.
Maybe.
But that's a big maybe.
Well, because if they're working on this other thing, it would be surprising if they're even working on that yet.
Right, sure.
Which is fucking weird as well, that they're not pulling out all the stops to be like, hey, Skyrim's the biggest thing ever. Let's make another one.
Totally.
Yeah. So when was it 3-4 years ago where they announced Fallout 4 at E3 and then it was out later that year?
Yeah, 3 years ago. Yeah.
I think they'll do that.
Yeah, okay.
I think they'll announce Fallout 4 again.
Oh, great.
But yeah, I think they'll do something like that. I think they'll do, I mean, I hope they do. Stuff's, you know, it's more fun when you just find out about something and it's like, oh, cool, we get it tomorrow. Like, yeah. I think they'll... I whatever this new thing is, I wouldn't be surprised because it seemed like that worked well for them as a strategy last time.
I think so. People bought the game enough before the backlash started.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, I think they'll do something like that where it's like, here it is and it's out in October.
Yeah. That'd be cool. I'd like another one of those sort of games wherever it is. If it's a space thing that they've made up, cool.
Yeah.
If it's another Elder Scrolls one, go for it.
Yep.
Do whatever.
By the way, we're pre-recording this and we're going to put it out 4 weeks after E3 has happened just to make us sound like fuckheads.
Yeah.
And yeah, anyone listening to this well in the future of after E3 has happened, which there will be plenty of people.
Yeah.
Please. I mean, it's in the future. We're aware that we were wrong, okay? Yeah.
Do not tweet us.
Do
tweet me. Tweet everything that I'm wrong with. I love seeing that little blue number show up down the bottom.
You would have been getting a few tweets lately then, Knox.
I love some tweets. I don't know. It's probably not going to be that shocking. I don't know if Rage 2 looked super interesting. Oh, Crackdown 3 for Microsoft as well.
Oh, yes.
Fucking clowns over there. You want to talk about Krusty? That's where he's going to be showing up with the clowns over at Microsoft.
Okay. I watched the Rage 2 trailer.
Oh, yeah.
In between the last time we talked about it, when I hadn't, and now. I think it looks great. I think it looks really fun and good.
The shooting looks fun.
Yeah.
But the aesthetic of it, I hate.
Right. See, the aesthetic is much more Mad Max... The video
game. Did you watch the first trailer as well?
No,
with the people?
I didn't see that.
Watch that one.
I just watched the gameplay and I was like, oh, this looks fun.
We'll continue our Rage 2 trailer odyssey next time.
I love how drawn out this is. Yeah. You're finding the time to watch two trailers over 3 weeks. I haven't watched any either of them yet. So.
Oh, well, this is... Okay, this is chapter...
I'll catch up to you. Right.
The trilogy.
But yeah, Bethesda, not really sure what beyond that sort of stuff. And yeah. Rage 2, I will... probably play that and enjoy it. Flame Rage 1, I didn't like it, but this one seems pretty significantly different.
Yeah.
Remember that time we watched a trailer on the show and people hated it because it was just us going silent for like 3 minutes and you could faintly hear music in the background?
Yeah.
We got to do that sort of thing more often.
Oh, absolutely. It was Call of Duty with Meso, I think.
Yeah.
Or was it Doom? Did we do it twice?
Call of Duty.
We might have done it twice.
I think we
done
it twice.
People hated it so much.
Yeah.
Speaking of hating things, oh, well, not anymore really. Ubisoft is next, but people are kind of back on with the Ubisoft train.
They're back, baby.
Yeah.
They've been doing a lot of good stuff.
So
Far Cry 5, people were like fans were like, fuck the critics and those criticisms. It's a good game. Like,
The Mario Rabbids, they pulled off a fucking ripper with that one.
That was great.
The DLC for that, which is coming out real soon, looks awesome.
Yeah.
That Assassin's Creed game, people were back. Yeah, I mean, we were talking about them, what, like a year ago?
Yeah.
And going like, this is like the worst company that's ever existed.
They made like 5 mistakes in a row.
Yeah.
And, like, they were game-sized mistakes.
Yeah.
South Park was all right.
Yep. South Park's really good,
The Division, Ghost Recon, and Rainbow Six, I haven't played any of the three of them, but people seem to be really into them. And when
they have their fans, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, but they were also in the tail end of the dislike, so they didn't... they didn't go that well.
So the Division 2 is something we already know about. They'll have that there. Probably a new Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least an announcement. Yeah.
But for there to be a company that's like not only like, brought themselves back and like, had these successes, but just over such a wide range of like styles of game too, like is so impressive.
Yeah, I mean, they have different development studios and stuff in there.
Sure.
But
I guess
for the mall to be good,
yes,
yeah, it's
crazy
impressive
how they have such a uniform type of game.
Sure.
Yeah.
With all of that stuff though. Splinter Cell was the big one that people are rumoring that they reckon will be like a reboot type reveal thing there.
Cool. I'm gonna throw out a Hail Mary of Watch Dogs 3.
Oh,
yeah, could be.
Because that 2 is fucking great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really good game.
Beyond Good and Evil 2, they've announced and will apparently be showing more of.
Yep.
Possibly a Rainbow Six Siege 2, apparently. I would like to see something crazy and weird and new like Mario and Rabbids.
Right.
Yeah, me too. I would like to think that they've been given more Nintendo stuff to do.
Yeah.
Would be cool.
Yep.
I would also like to think that that potentially doesn't involve the rabbits.
Yeah, well.
Sure. I kind of like the rabbits. I'm still going to stick up for the rabbits.
Yeah.
I'm into them.
Yeah, same.
I love them.
Yeah, my favorite thing.
I actually love them.
I fuck rabbits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And boy, is it messy. That's the rabbit with my dick in its mouth.
Oh, hell yes, dude.
Yes, baby.
Okay, my prediction. Rayman's back, baby.
Nice.
Michelle Ancel, who's the Rayman guy, is working on this Beyond Good and Evil 2, though, is the problem. But
that
Rayman could be back.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Like that. So Legends was 2013, maybe.
Yeah.
2013, 2014.
Yeah. It might be old, but Legends never die.
Wow. Interesting.
That's great.
Is that a phrase?
No, it's gangsters never die.
Gangsters are legends.
I agree.
I've heard legends never die somewhere before.
Legends.
It definitely
never
sounds
die.
Like a tagline for a terrible movie.
Yeah, yeah, like fucking Highlander or something.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
But
Highlander the video game. Highlander 2. No. There can only be so many Highlander video games.
Yeah, Rayman Legends is such a great game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just would love to see another 2D platformer. Doesn't need to reinvent the wheel. Just the same thing again would be fine by me.
Yep.
I think it would be cool if there was like a Mario Rayman thing or whatever. I just think they did such a great job with the Mario Rabbids game, and you can tell that they have a real fondness for the IP that they were working with.
Totally.
And I just found that so charming and great to play through. Another thing like that would be sick.
Mario Rayman is a great call.
Yeah.
Because it also...
Well, the Rabbids are from Rayman.
Yeah, really. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It could plug another gap in the Nintendo Switch schedule,
yep,
which is what Rabbids did. Like, it could make perfect sense, yeah.
A crossover...
A 2D platformer, I imagine. A bit of co-op or something.
Yeah, a crossover 2D platformer.
Yeah.
would be really cool.
Yeah,
chuck Shovel Knight in it again.
Oh, yes.
Shovel Knight's just in everything.
Yeah.
Although the only thing was, I remember them talking to Miyamoto about it, and him
talking
to
who?
Miyamoto.
Who's that?
Shigeru Miyamoto.
Who's that?
The creator of Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Dude, that guy must be cool as fuck.
Yeah, he's a real naughty dog.
Dude, putting those three-quarter jeans on him.
Oh, yes.
That was an idea.
I remember him saying that, yeah, Ubisoft had wanted to do something with Mario. Like, they pitched it, and then his direction was, well, when we make a Mario game, it's all about jumping. So you've got to work out a way to do it that's, like, do something different with it. Like, it can't involve jumping. So that suggests to me that, like, a 2D platformer, if you follow that logic, would probably be off the table. But still, that would be cool for them to have to, like, work out, okay, well, let's, what different thing, what different style of game do we do with these characters?
Yeah,
racing.
Adam,
now,
like, honestly,
Mr. Knox,
you are really, you're really testing me today.
Tennis.
My God.
That one also.
A fight.
Well. I think he's about to run out. So that's the good news.
Soccer. Yeah.
God
baseball,
damn it.
Beating a monkey.
Partying.
Building.
Mm-hmm. Pinball.
Yep. Swimming. Olympics. All Olympic sports.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
teaching typing.
Yeah, music.
Yep.
Music's out.
Tennis.
You already did tennis.
Yeah.
Are you returning?
Yeah.
That's great. Ubisoft being given the keys to Mario Teaches Typing. Yes. Like, that's the only thing Nintendo will let them have. And they're just like, we really want to do this, but God, what a bummer. People are going to hate us again.
Yeah, fuck. The fucking shitty digital keyboard that comes up on the Switch.
Oh, yeah. That's how Ubisoft undo their good reputation. Yeah. They reboot Mario Teaches Typing, and many of the words that are in there that it's teaching you to type are spelt wrong.
Yeah, nice.
People are like, they've done it again.
Yeah, well, it's only in French, so people just have to learn French.
All right.
Square Enix is next.
Mm-hmm.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Kingdom Hearts 3 is meant to come out this year. They'll be showing that off for sure.
Yep.
Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Will be there.
Yep.
Maybe the Final Fantasy VII remake. You'd hope so.
Yes. Mm. Yep. Considering they rejigged the whole thing and have been working on it.
Maybe like Final Fantasy 16, it's probably too early since there's a whole bunch of 15 stuff to come out.
Sure, yes. Yeah, that's right. Next year.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Not really sure. Like, Deus Ex is maybe something I'd like to see another one from. Give them another go at that.
I don't. I reckon give up.
Nah, they've said it's definitely not dead. Someone said that. The first one is great.
Yeah, I agree. And the second one's fine. And the third one's a little bit less fine. And the fourth one's bad.
Yeah, I agree with that rating. But I reckon fifth time's the charm.
Oh, it's the year of fifths as well.
If things are slowly going down, the fifth time, that's when you get it right.
Okay. Okay.
Name a famous example of that. Please.
The fifth time my parents had a child. I'm the fifth child.
That's not true.
Wow. What are your... So you got four siblings. What are their names?
Huey, Dewey, Louie, and fuck off.
Wow. You didn't even name your actual brother.
No, he's younger than me.
Oh,
he's
yes.
He's the sixth one.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
He's Halo 6, like,
when a monster
Origins
calls.
Or whatever it's going to be called.
And right. was that in order? So Huey
first, Dewey, Louie.
And then fuck off.
One, they went, oh, fuck off. No
And
way.
Then it picked it back up with the
and
fifth.
And then they went, okay, Adam.
Right. The first man.
And then your older brother, Gradham.
The fifth man was a television show.
Was it?
Or a podcast or something.
It wasn't the fifth one, though. You were looking for the fifth in a series.
The fifth wheel was a dating show.
Pleading the fifth.
They had two couples. Back in the Channel V days. I think Jabba hosted this.
Nice.
There were two couples.
Back when he was young, Jabba.
Four couples.
Yes.
I mean, four people in couples. And then a fifth person, right?
Yes.
So they weren't like couples who'd been together for ages. They were just like two people met and two people met. And then there was a fifth, like a third man, but a fifth person.
Yes.
The fifth wheel. And he had to try to fuck one of the women.
What?
Wow.
It was a real different time.
Oh, that's dope as hell.
They were all on a bus together.
I love that.
It's basically like being on a Wu-Tang tour.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Yep.
I was going to say the Fifth Amendment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pleading the fifth.
That actually is the fifth in a series, not just something with the word fifth in the title, Knox.
Yeah, and it's better than the four amendments that come before it, I reckon. Yeah.
The second one's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
The first one, don't let you say anything anymore. They're already
Like not just getting out of answering something because it might fuck you over.
You should have
pled
the fifth on this, Knox.
Mambo number five.
Oh, yes.
Done it.
Yes.
Done it.
Square Enix, I'm not really... I'm coming up with kind of a blank for that one.
I mean, yeah, like I hope Final Fantasy VII. I hope that they show something and I hope it looks good.
Yeah. Mm. It's been too long. That little bit of excitement of like, oh, they're doing a remake and then, oh, and it's going to take forever.
Yeah.
No longer give a shit.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah. Well, what's your favorite game?
It'd be the fifth one out of the series. I don't know. Maybe Deus Ex.
Well, if they had teased a Deus Ex remake.
Nah, I still wouldn't care. But
you'd
I'm not
be interested.
Kind of, but remakes aren't my thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm more into fifth sequels.
Okay.
Sony are next.
Here we go. Now we're talking.
Well, so they've said that we're going to have four games that we're going to mainly focus on.
Yep.
Death Stranding, Ghosts of Tsushima,
mm-hmm.
which is the one by the people who made Infamous, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's, I think, sort of a samurai game.
Yes.
Spider-Man and The Last of Us Part 2.
So three, like, you know, home runs, you think. And then the fourth one, which could also be cool.
I bet it'll be good.
Yeah.
I like that first Infamous game.
Yes. Yeah, same. I like
it's the only one I played.
The Second Son. The one... that was the game I got packed in with my PS4.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And it's good. It's a good game.
Yeah.
So, I like Death Stranding, I'm very... looking forward to seeing what the fuck that actually is.
I'm just, and the specific presentation is going to be great. Like, yep. It's always such a cool thing that they do with it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Grey clouds.
Yep.
Weird tentacle shit.
Yeah. Airships? Were there airships?
I don't feel like there were airships. Well, there was a Jeep or something.
Well, that's on the ground, my friend. You should have been looking up.
There was a big alien in the sky.
Yeah.
Or like a Cthulhu type thing.
Yes.
I got to rewatch all those last ones. Mm. They were real good.
Baby in a bottle.
I hope it turns out to be like a real time strategy.
Oh.
I hope it turns out to be something that just nobody wants.
A dating sim?
Yeah. Yes.
That'd be great.
Got to date that baby. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Mads Mikkelsen's in it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ghost of Tsushima. Yeah, I don't think we know much about that, but I'm interested to see what they do. Spider Man looks good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which I didn't think I would say,
mm-hmm.
but the speech therapy worked, and now I'm able to say Spider-Man looks good.
I'm very proud of you.
And The Last of Us Part Two, I feel like we kind of know what both of those are.
Yeah. It's hard to make any Hail Marys here when they've sort of said, you know, unless they are deliberately like keeping a little thing up their sleeve, but I think that's a smart way of doing it. It's like, here's four biggies, and we're just gonna. We've said this already, but The Last of Us and Death Stranding, that we see what the game actually is.
Yeah.
Like we get a, you know, some kind of like in-game footage.
Yep.
But yeah, I don't think there's anything more you can really say in terms of like wild speculation.
Yeah.
Well, and that's all kind of internal stuff as well. Like they've said third-party things might show up there. So this might be where you see Call of Duty.
Right,
I'd imagine it probably would be because they've got the partnership with them.
Right.
Maybe a new Destiny 2 thing, expansion. Yeah. Maybe.
That was very exciting last year when Ubisoft announced Mario Rabbids in their presentation.
Yeah.
Because then you knew, great, this is off the table for the Nintendo one. Like, this isn't counting to the time of what they're doing.
Yep.
That kind of stuff is always cool when stuff pops up in a conference that you weren't expecting it to.
Totally. Red Dead 2 maybe shows up here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
As well. I'm looking forward to seeing that properly moving.
Yes.
Have they said what they're going to have playable on the show floor?
I don't know. They might have done. I'd imagine there'll be something. We'll get something out of it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to make a fucking wild one.
Okay.
People play Death Stranding and they don't like it.
Oh.
Yabba
dabba doo.
I feel like that may happen when it comes out.
For the purposes of wanting to speculate wildly and have a punt.
Yeah.
It just strikes me as, I don't know, I just get a bit of a, I don't know, just a bit of a, just a bit of a vibe. It's almost too big for its own good at this point.
You ever heard the phrase too big to fail?
Yeah. I deliberately avoided saying it just then because it counteracts what I'm saying.
Well, it is how I live my life. And it has worked for me one time out of 20.
Maybe like
get it together, man.
Another studio's taken the Uncharted thing, right?
What?
Is another studio gone Uncharted?
No.
Or is it still
Maybe
Naughty
one
Dog?
Day in the future, but I think it's just kind of
right.
Nothing.
Right.
That could be, and so what, you think maybe a new little, like the
Lost
Legacy
Yeah, something like that.
Maybe.
That'd be cool.
I'd be surprised if they had that, though, because I feel like that might take the wind out of Last of Us 2.
Right.
Because it'd be kind of a crossover there.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm sure there was some speculation that someone else was going to do Uncharted from now on.
I wouldn't be surprised if right after Last of Us comes out, you hear about that.
Yeah, right, yeah. But hey, I'm still putting it out there, some Uncharted thing.
Right, interesting.
Crash Bandicoot 4.
Okay, so a bad one.
Yeah, but hey, we've got to have that.
You've got to get through it. That's why Leisure Suit Larry skipped from 4 to 5. Yeah.
That's why Falls is doing it.
Yeah,
because they know. It's like a hotel not having a 13th floor.
How many fingers do you have on each hand?
How many toes do you have on each foot?
Oh. Exactly. Did God fuck up four times?
He's pointing at his shoe.
Yes. There's one issue with Forza 5. It has the word four in the title.
Oh, no.
Fives are five?
Fives, just fives are.
Fives are four.
Yes.
Wait, no, same problem.
Forza 4 was the worst one.
Yes. Yeah.
Forza.
It's four squared.
It's double
five
bad.
To five.
Yeah.
Two's a crab, five's a party of five.
Yeah, party of five.
Yep.
Okay.
The band Five.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody get down.
This is true. I'm starting to actually convince myself.
This is, what is it, confirmation bias? When you're only thinking of one thing and you see it everywhere?
Yeah. Season 5 of Breaking Bad.
Yep. Yes. Real good.
Yeah. Season 5 of Angel.
There were 5 Beatles before they kicked that one dude out.
And then they got so much worse.
Yeah. They were awful.
But I mean, they started with 5 people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a 5-person band. Yep. One of them just isn't in it, but the Beatles is still 5 people.
Sure. Fievel goes west.
Yes.
Five-ish Finkel.
Very good.
5 got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Nintendo.
Yeah.
The last one.
Oh, okay.
The last press conference.
Right. Yep.
Oh, we breezed through these.
Yes, I will be on a plane during this.
Okay.
Yes. Very unfortunate. That's a shame.
Yeah, but that's all right.
It's also a shame. And the reason that that's happened is because the flight was bought for you by one of the other co-hosts of this podcast.
Thomas Dassler.
Well, someone who couldn't possibly have known that it would be inconvenient.
Fly me over to a podcast festival, the easiest type of festival, essentially a bubble that you live in for a while, and it's simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've kind of proven that. You're saying you'd do anything for a month. if there was money involved and it was right.
Yeah.
I mean, I got you to go to the beach for a week and a half, so
not
I feel
my speed.
Like it wouldn't be much of a stretch to get you to be there for a full month.
If anybody wants a man killed and is happy to wait a month for it to happen.
Yes.
I will absolutely learn how to be a hitman for a month for $1.
All right. Okay.
Nintendo.
Exciting.
They have said that they are only going to look at things that are coming out in 2018.
Yes.
Right, yes.
And I think they will stick to that.
Smash Bros?
Yes.
Big focus on Smash because we don't know what that is. We haven't seen anything of it.
Except that it's coming out this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Splatoon characters are in it.
Yes.
But yeah, so that will be shown off. I think that's going to launch in September alongside the online service.
Yes,
so
agreed.
So there'll be a bit of information about that.
That will make the most sense.
Yep.
Yep.
there's that new Splatoon 2 stuff. They'll probably show some of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
What else did they have this year?
They'll show a little bit of tennis because that's just about to come out.
Yeah. They won't show Metroid Prime 4.
Okay,
the worst in the series.
Well, that's okay because you need 4 to get to 5.
What if they never make 5, though?
Metroid.
They absolutely will make 5 because they'd be crazy not to do a 5th one because, as we know, it is a tenuous thing that I've said.
tenuous, double good.
Very nice.
Plus you got US in there, the best country.
No, us. Like nothing is more beautiful than us.
Yes.
When we're together.
10 of us.
10 of us. So out of like the things that they kind of announced last year where they were just like, hey, this is, you know, we're working on this, which was what, Metroid, Pokemon
thing.
Yep.
And then this heavily rumored Star Fox racing game.
Yeah.
And
what's it called?
Star Fox Grand Prix.
Car Fox.
Oh, God. Or you know, whatever it is that Retro has been working on.
Yes.
So I reckon there'll be a bombshell that one of those is coming out this year.
Okay, yeah.
I reckon one of them's close to being done, and if it's the Retro thing, I think that would make a lot of sense.
Because
that's been being worked on for ages. And they don't really have anything big for the back end of the year, and they have been, you know, they have been pretty consistent with, like, you know, the way that you can see that, you know, whether or not you agree with it or everything's been to your taste, you can see the way that they've kind of like structured out their years with the Switch so far.
Yep.
So there's still like a big kind of block at the back end of this year where.
So what came out at the end of last year on the Switch?
Odyssey.
When did that come out?
It's like October.
Yeah.
End of October.
Okay, so if we're speculating that Smash Bros. Is going to come out in September.
They want something November.
November, December.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need like a big holiday release.
Yes.
And I guess it's probably Smash will have enough momentum to carry them through.
Yep.
But, I mean, for the fan in me, the fanboy in me.
Oh, you admitted it.
Just really wants there to be a second.
Yeah.
A second big boy would be awesome.
Yeah. So would it make sense release wise for something to drop in like early December for
it does possibly happen. Yeah.
If it happens at all though, but I could, because the other thing is that Nintendo aren't as big about E3 as the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do their announcements whenever.
Yeah.
So they could be saying something in September for that to come out in February or
whatever.
You know,
true. Like, yes.
It, just because yeah, it's E3 doesn't mean that they're going to treat it like it's a big deal.
Yep.
But even Smash just being dated, which will definitely happen,
yep,
is huge. Sure. Oh, and that Yoshi game is still meant to be out this year, so that'll be. I reckon there'll be a date and heaps of info on that.
Captain Toad Treasure Tracker.
Oh yeah.
That WarioWare Gold for the 3DS.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep.
There's a couple of like things like that that I reckon Nintendo will be pretty flat.
Yeah. Maybe another Labo Fleshlight or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't picture them if they've been so definite about like we're only focusing on the stuff coming out this year. I reckon that's them very, because they've stuck to whenever they've said this will only be that. They never do their and one more thing.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
if they've specifically said this will be only about Pokemon or whatever.
Right, right.
Remember when they did that last year and they were like, this is only about Pokemon. Then they were like, yep,
yep,
it actually was.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
Yep, yep.
But I mean, if they've said they'll focus on things for this year,
I think it'll only include or something like it's their language was it's only stuff coming out this year.
Yeah,
that's it. That's
right. Well, yeah, so that's why I kind of think like I reckon there's a little treat in there.
The treat is that it is something this year. It's just something we don't.
It's
know
something
about.
We haven't heard of.
I can believe that if it's the Star Fox thing. If they don't show that at all, that could be crazy. If they have that studio hasn't put anything out for 4 years and like they're still just kind of sitting there.
Yep. Yeah, I believe those rumors, and I believe it's ready to go pretty soon, and I think that's what they'll pull out.
Mm.
And I really want that to be true because I think that sounds sick.
Yeah, agreed.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? You remember how like a few months ago now, the guy who made Devil May Cry and who's making Bayonetta 3, he tweeted at Nintendo saying, announce Virtual Console on the Switch or I'm fucking pulling Bayonetta 3.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be sick if he actually did that?
Absolutely.
As much as I love Bayonetta 2 and really want to play 3, I would have to respect it. If their whole presentation is him coming out and talking for half an hour about how fucked off he is at them, that they've said there will never be Virtual Console. That brand is dead.
Yep.
And just outlines for half an hour why he's... And like shows it off.
Yeah,
it's like, look at it. It's nearly done.
Yeah.
Would have been great. Oh, I think that could be... That's a possibility. That could be out sooner than you think, Bayonetta 3.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Possibly. I think when they announced that, though, I remember seeing something of, like, they've just started.
Yeah, that does ring a bell. That does ring a bell, actually.
A couple of things that don't fit into any of what we've just said.
Yes.
Borderlands 3 probably won't be there at all.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think they've said it won't be there at all.
Right.
Yeah,
who's,
like,
who's lying to us? Like, who's that would be sick if Nintendo's presentation is like, here is exclusively things that are going to come out in 2021.
There's been rumors about the PS5. There's not a chance we see that.
No.
Skull and Bones is that pirate ship Ubisoft game.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to talk about the PS5 at all?
Because
the PS4 is, you know, obviously, piece of shit.
Yeah, it's awful.
The fourth one.
Yeah.
Terrible.
The PS4 Pro is the fifth one.
Good point.
Actually, it would go like PlayStation, the PS1.
Okay.
PS2, PS2 Slim.
Yeah.
The PlayStation 3 original model is the best one. And it is, because you can play PS1, 2, and 3 games on that.
So what was the bad one then? The bad one was the PS2 Slim.
Yeah. Yeah.
PSP.
Oh, what was first, though?
PS4. Look.
He doesn't know the order.
What am I, a calendar? Huh? No, I'm a colander. Because everything falls right out of me when I learn it, like a sieve.
Okay, that's good.
The Crew 2 will probably be at Ubisoft as well. Who gives a shit?
I think that's that's popular, isn't it?
It is, but it's coming out right around then as well.
Yeah.
So
they never
seem to focus on stuff like that.
That's always annoying. And Nintendo fucking love doing it. Like, this thing's out in 2 weeks. Anyway, here's 15 minutes of our E3 presentation devoted to it.
Yeah.
Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
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 God.
That Spyro remade trilogy.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And the big one for me is Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah.
Ooh, what a bad name. But I love The Witcher 3, and whatever they do next, I am interested to see.
Yep. Yep. Agreed. Completely agreed.
And that's the end of the press conferences and the general things.
Yep.
What do we reckon?
Yeah, interesting times. I reckon there's going to be a lot of good stuff. I'm holding out for some sweet surprises.
Yep.
I'm also interested to see kind of like, that's all we haven't talked about, like the indie side of things. You know, in the last, it just keeps getting like bigger and bigger and like more hits. You know, and certainly my interest in like playing indie games has gone right up in the last year and a half, thanks largely to the Switch. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that's a part of Nintendo's presentation.
Is,
a little indie party.
Some indie stuff, yeah, because they have been getting really, they've really been pushing indies, and like so many games, indie games come out on the Switch, and then you see reports that like within a week, the sales of this game on the Switch eclipsed all of like what they'd sold on the PS4 or Steam or whatever. Yeah, that would be cool. Some cool little announcements in there.
But
just in general, I'm looking forward to seeing what indie stuff is coming out, because fuck, you know, between like Owlboy and Celeste and there's been some rippers in the last year.
Just before I forget, Sony Days Gone as well.
Yeah.
Which I think could be cool.
Yeah, I still think it looks bad.
I think it looks good.
This year more than Were you going to say more about indie stuff?
No. I was just going to say you're clearly ready to wrap up because you've
started
picking.
You're getting dressed.
I am very tired.
I hit a wall about 10 minutes ago.
Well, I was just going to say very quickly that I feel like this E3, more than any I can kind of remember recently, I feel sort of like I know roughly what's there, and then I'm kind of not interested in a lot of it.
See, I am interested in it, but yeah, I don't think there's going to be big surprises. And my prediction is like, as an event, it might be underwhelming. And last year was underwhelming, right?
I think last year was. I mean, well, you know, of course, it's all subjective. It really does depend on like what you're into.
I think then 2 years ago was great. Last year was less good, and I feel like this year is going to be like less surprising, but just like watching some nice trailers, you know? Like,
The year after will be shit, but then that year after,
yes.
Incredible.
Yes.
Well, because I reckon it'll be not next year at E3,
yep.
The year after that in like March that we see announces of consoles, new ones.
Yeah.
2020 early.
Yeah.
And then they probably release either later that year or early in the next year.
So everyone who got onto this podcast early got fucking sick of us talking about the new Nintendo console. You're gonna, like, that'll be your time. We'll be talking about new Sony, new Microsoft, and the podcast will become dedicated to those.
Lots of patents being filed that we'll get to pour over they get reported.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I, like, 2 years ago, like, was it, 2 years ago, Sony had that, like, that crazy one that was, one of the best presentations, like, of any company ever.
Yep.
Last year, like seeing Mario Rabbids and it actually looking good after it being just fucking just talked about for so long.
Yeah, sure.
So I thought that was really cool. I thought, you know, seeing all the Super Mario Odyssey stuff for the first time in Nintendo's one super cool.
That's
like them saying, yes, Pokemon's coming, Metroid Prime 4 is coming. Like getting that confirmation was great.
Nintendo's one was great last year.
Yeah.
Nintendo's one was really awesome, I thought. After the year before where they just showed off Zelda? Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, they just showed off Zelda, which was cool. But because this is the other thing is like I tend to not like – like I know when Last of Us 2 comes out, I'll love it and I'll be getting like hyped for it in the week before.
Yeah.
But at this kind of far out, like I don't really care. Like I don't mind whether I see stuff of it or not. I don't – like it doesn't – that type of game I tend to just like – get really into it as it's coming out.
Yep.
I don't really want to sit and froth over it for a year and a half.
Because I think it's because I also know it's going to be good.
Yeah,
there's nothing to speculate about really.
Yes.
Yeah.
So for me, like I'm excited about this one because like this like Star Fox rumor, that's right in the wheelhouse of like my exact favorite thing to speculate on.
Right.
A fucking weird thing happening that's like different but taking an existing thing and who knows, it could go either way.
Right.
So like that potential of that being real is like very exciting to me because it's like, yeah, I want to see what it looks like. I want to see what it is. Like I can't imagine it. Like
I'm the same way. I hope there's a couple of big surprises that are just completely like, oh, I don't know what this will be.
Yeah. Oh sick. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. If even like three of the ones we've speculated about come true, then it's a great E3.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because there's nothing that they could show you of The Last of Us 2 where you'd go, whoa, what?
Yeah.
Unless it's like a pinball machine or something.
Yeah.
That Halo fucking arcade game or whatever.
Yeah. Just Naughty Dog goes the Konami route and they just like stop making video games and just turn into a penny company.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I like it.
Well, yeah, we'll know in, like less than a week. Guys, filthycasuals.com.au.
By the way, we should say, if we've missed anything that's come out in the last, we're recording this like a couple weeks early because we have to.
Yes, we don't want to spoil anything that's coming up or anything like that, but we spent basically a whole day recording
banking
podcasts.
Yeah.
And so if we've missed anything that's come out over the last couple weeks, we don't know about that because it hasn't happened yet. And what are we, fucking wizards?
Yeah.
Get over yourselves.
Should we just, let's sizzle this. So next week we'll be reacting to, the press conferences that have just happened.
Yep.
And then the week after that, we've done something a bit different.
I think we'll leave it at that.
Let's give it a bit of sizzle. Yes. It's something a bit different. It's very silly.
And we think it's good.
We've had fun.
So
filthycasuals.com.au, you can find the links to our social media stuff. We put premium episodes up on Bandcamp every once in a while. There's a good little collection of them now if you're enjoying the show and you've run out of these to listen to. We're also on Patreon if you want to support the show, and thanks you to everyone who continues to do that. We have a little Facebook group that you get to be in, which is a lot of fun, and we send out bonus episodes. We have a live show coming up in Melbourne July the 14th that we're working on at the moment that's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to seeing a bunch of the filth down there live in the flesh.
Yes.
You'll get to see Adam Knox's sweet tan from A Week on the Beach.
Oh, yeah.
that bronze beach bod. Guys, that is it for us for this week. We'll see you next time. Thank you for listening, and as we say at the end here of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
E3, call me when you're putting on E5.
Very good.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.